FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide. There are so many options for eating in the V&A waterfront, from fine dining to markets and casual. But today we're delighted that I've got the top cream of the crop chef, John Norris Rogers of Three Plated Pier, chatting to us. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
Well, there's no doubt that when Pier arrived in the waterfront, everybody sat up and took notice and said, wow, there's now fine dining. So you've really been a revelation in the way people consider eating in the waterfront. And it's Ocean Month, so we'd love to know what you're cooking up in the way of seafood.
Yeah, we've got quite a kind of seafood-heavy menu, seafood-forward menu, as we like to sort of tap into a sense of place of where we are. At the moment, we've got a hake dish on with our butter. We do sort of a lightly cure over it before we brine it and then finish it in butter. We've also got some langoustines on the menu. We're doing some yellowfin tuna as well that we have, as well as a lionfish option as well on the menu. So there's enough sort of seafood to choose from on the menu.
So what do you do when the sea is stormy and you cannot get sort of the catch of the day? How does a chef cope with changing their menu at such short notice?
Well, we try and sort of go along sort of like the tuna season, for instance. We'll try and follow and get fresh whenever we can. Luckily, our supplier is able to supply us sort of really high quality minus 60 tuna that's blast frozen as well. That's available when we aren't able to get fresh. In terms of the hake, when hake's not available, we kind of chop and change and see what is available and just change that fish for the butter course whenever it's needed.
Interesting. So I always find it fascinating that the home chef, we don't want to call them home cooks, the home chef sometimes thinks that hake is an unsexy fish. But it's actually such an amazing platform for carrying flavor. What's your best way of cooking hake?
Yeah, absolutely. I find it quite underrated. It's a very popular option for many restaurants. So it's looked at as sort of a lower level fish, but I disagree with that completely. I mean, I think the texture of the fish and, you know, the amount of stuff that you can do to the fish is sort of what makes it great. We cure ours slightly just to take away sort of any excess moisture and also just add a bit of flavor into the flesh itself. So like I mentioned, we do sort of a light curry cure over it just before cooking it over the coals. I find it works well with any sort of tomato-based dishes as well. I enjoy that. And yeah, I think it's a very versatile fish as well.
I think it is. And what's it best served with other than chips?
At the moment, I'm really enjoying it with our curried hake butter. So we essentially make, inverted commas, a curry based off butter that we've done some curried flavors through. And just folding that through it is really sort of delicious and sort of a homey flavor, which I enjoy.
I think it's a great tip for chefs because, you know, often we're looking to put good flavor in our food, but to keep it simple, we don't want to spend more time in the kitchen. And something like a flavored butter which sits in your fridge is actually a wonderful way of adding a new dimension to something that you're cooking every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's loads of options to do with it as well.
And what are your other options? Give us a few more ideas.
Well, it works well as sort of a Spanish-style harissa butter would work nicely as well with that. Roasted red peppers running through it could work really, really nicely as well.
It's also easy for you, but for somebody facing another day of saying, oh, what am I going to cook tonight? I think they just need to look at your menu, because I look at your menu that you're offering at the moment and how delightful that it is a winter special, and there really is something for everybody there. So this is the time to head to the waterfront and to make a booking for Pier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing your inspiration with us, John, and may winter see you well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Jenny.
That was Chef John Norris Rogers of Three Plated Pier in the V&A waterfront. For more edible inspiration, visit thegourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.